This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, everybody, we go. Welcome to show number 3028. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, woo! Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you, Iron the Men's Room. On tap today, who sucks less?
Less.
The Word welcomes some new words to the dictionary. Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
The clock, take it down.
All right, here we go. Florida man arrested after serenading the neighbor lady with a dirty little ditty. Meanwhile, a man outside of a Home Depot for manual labor goes to couple's home and plays with their kitty. Connecticut high school food fight turns into full-blown riots. Pizza chain claims specialty pizza is good for the baby delivery diet. An Australia man killed by his pet elk. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, on our last episode, we had the opportunity to talk with Duff and his wife, Susan McKagan. And through the duration of the interview, our very own D. Ted Smith, he was holding a fart brought on by copious amounts of alcohol mixed with a single chocolate bar. But whatever your personal alchemy, every so often, you just have to fart. And the result of your fart, well, it varies depending on the situation. In Kansas City, a detective ended an interrogation into a federal arms charge because the perp wouldn't or couldn't stop farting. He actually ended the interrogation. In Dublin, Ireland, a man farted in his own apartment. No big deal. It's just that he set off the carbon monoxide detector. And let's stay international. In Australia, a man is attempting to sue his boss for his, quote, stinky farts. Apparently, he works in a windowless office, and a boss stops by, according to him, five or six times a day just to drop a biscuit. And apparently, that's not okay. But look, farts are farts. Everyone farts, and every once in a while, a fart, or even just the threat of one, it becomes a story worth sharing. And that's what we want to talk about today. We've all been there. Maybe one came out at the wrong time. Maybe you held one longer than you should have. We don't know. But today, we simply want you to tell us about the epic fart.
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
On the show's hand, away we go. Welcome to show number 3028 with a large and a charge program we have for you. Guaranteed future repeat is once again Who Sucks Less is on tap each and every week. Steve the Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news. I know it takes you hours and hours and hours to find negativity, bad things happening to people. You comb, you dig, you find these stories, and it's up to us out of the three stories you find to determine which of the three stories suck the least.
And you know, this week, no different the most weeks, you're right. I put a lot of time and energy finding stories about people that have done horrible things. You know, it's just not there. Mm-hmm. People treat each other with so much respect across the world. It takes a lot of time, but God bless it. You know, I put in the effort, and sure enough, after at least 2 seconds of looking, I had many stories to sift through. And this week, I would say one of them is real bad. You know what? They're all bad. They're all bad, but one of them will piss you off more than the others, but they don't necessarily suck the most.
Okay.
One of them, you would just shake your head and just not understand why this is a thing in the first place.
Okay. Coming up on The Word, we've got some new words that have been added to the English language officially, according to the dictionary or dictionary.com or Webster's or whoever you want to go by. Yeah. And there's a bunch of new words on there. And a lot of these words and phrases are starting to be some notable additions in the world of texting. So yeah, that is making its way into the world of common everyday speak. So we'll go over that coming up with The Word. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. Of course, another round of profile. This, and today we're going to talk about farts. And Ted's going to cover this a little bit more with some audio coming up in TV Time with Ted. But there's a guy named Max Kellerman, and he is on ESPN's First Take. And it sounded like Max Kellerman broke wind and tried to cover it up with what we call a camo cough, or not really a camo cough, but some type of cough.
But that's what they call it. Like, the problem is you farted first, and then you do the... You didn't do it at the same time.
I think you need to do
but
it at the same time.
But it's not even a camo... Have you heard it?
No, but we'll listen to it later on. I'm curious
to hear what
it
sounds like. Because it's not a camo cough. It sounds like he tried to keep it in.
Okay. Now it's... He was having a discussion with Stephen A. Smith. It sounded like he let one rip. Wasn't there also a female anchor on the set as well?
There is a woman anchor that is in between them. I have no idea what her name is.
See,
right now.
See, Steve, you don't have a problem farting in front of women. I have.
No, I don't.
I have a problem intentionally farting in front of a woman.
It's not that I intentionally
maybe, like my mom,
fart in front
I'll
of a woman.
In front of her, like my sister, maybe. You know, but for the most part,
I'll fart in front of your mom and sister too. I mean, it's just like
I know
look,
you would.
Man, it's a fart, and if nothing else, man, it's an iceberg. Look, you can hate me, you can think I'm disgusting. I'm okay with that. Like, I am truly. There are certain things in life, and it's different for everyone. There are just certain things that, at your core, it doesn't bother you, right? You know what I mean? Like, you just truly, intrinsically, you don't care. And for whatever reason, I have been selected to be one of those people where farting is... And look, I wish I was different, but I'm not. So I fart, and I know it's obnoxious sometimes. It's disgusting. It's repulsive. It's not professional. It's cavalier. You shouldn't do it here. All of that is true. I fully acknowledge that. Sorry, man. Honest to God, I don't care. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, it makes me laugh.
But I know.
It really does.
It depends on how...
It makes other people... Listen, this is true.
It doesn't make us laugh when you fart in the studio, and the fart has nowhere to go. There's very little ventilation.
I didn't say it makes you laugh. I said it makes me laugh. This is purely selfish, man. But look, I'm not mincing words. I know... It's not always funny to you, but it's funny to me. It's like this built-in laugh track. It's a pick-me-up. Mm-hmm. It's a ha-ha in the moment you need it, but it is coming. It's a true story.
But the
reaction
is not
always. Hang on. What? But part of it, too, though, but then you get mad when other people fart.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Yeah, and when you fart, you go, and then you go, oh!
Right.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Sure.
Well, what's wrong with you? Like,
everyone
wait,
else
you fart every
it.
Day.
Now
I'm
do.
The bad guy as I farted.
That is taste correct. This, for two this. Reasons. One, you think there's something wrong with it, so you're just being rude. Second of all, it's like watching America's Funniest Home Videos. I see a dude get hit in the nuts with a wiffle ball bat, right? Little kid swings, misses, hits him. I laugh because that's funny to me. It's not funny to that guy. And we all laugh. But then if you get hit with that wiffle bat, you're not going to think it's funny. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
It is horrible. I know why you guys are upset.
I can still laugh at it once it's over.
Sure. You guys can laugh about the farts later. You just choose not to because that's how shallow you are. Mm-hmm. But listen, I understand it sucks for you. I acknowledge all of this. I acknowledge that there's something inherently wrong. I'm just saying deep down, I don't care and it's funny. We were getting in trouble. This is a true story. It came in handy. We were getting in trouble. This was back in Baltimore years ago. And I don't remember what we were getting in trouble about.
What do you have to say for yourself?
But keep in mind, the way CBS ran their thing, everything was very corporate. So they have the third-party witness, right? They have nothing to do with the situation, but they watch what's happening. And We're all there, and they did ask, do you guys have anything to say for yourself? And nobody said anything, but I let out one of the finer farts, just the sound of it, right?
And you have to remember something else. It's in CBS Radio in Baltimore, it's not like regular radio. It's not a radio station. It's like a corporate, generic area.
It is.
Where people
it's almost
work.
Like office space
and,
if you had to deal with radio.
And to give you an idea, the people who are in programming, which is the side that you hear on the radio, they wear suits there.
Right, like that's insane.
This is a different, like this is not
don't
what you're
trust
picturing.
A broadcaster in a suit.
Yeah, what you think of when you're getting into radio. This almost looked like you are applying for a loan.
Yeah, it really did, I mean, man.
It was the weirdest environment. Like everyone's like trying to impress each other with their tie for the day. And I'm not kidding you. That's how it went.
But yeah, so you have anything to say for yourself? And it was like,
and then we were
none of us laughed. Not a single one of us laughed. The third party witness, the corporate witness. They were trying to stifle their laughter, but their shoulders bouncing up and down said different.
Mm-hmm.
The guy conducting the meeting that was angry, who you've since met, Robin, he just looked at us and he kind of smiled and just said, man, why'd you have to do that? I was thinking, you asked us what we thought. I think I spoke for everyone.
And we all nodded.
Meeting adjourned.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
See?
We go to Miles, by the way.
What?
I try not to fart in front of women if I'm dating them.
Yeah.
But you've heard my great theory is just open the slider and stand there with my butt out. And then it's like, are you farting? Like, no.
but you weren't subtle. Didn't you see you like open the door, literally aimed your ass?
That's what I'm saying. I would just open the slider and then stand there kind of like this.
Dude.
And then she was like, are you farting? Like, why would you ask me that?
That seems worse to me than if you just farted.
Because
you made it weird.
Hey, listen.
I'm just
chick
rude.
Who's in my living room. Yeah. I have enough respect. I won't fart in the same room.
Oh, the worst one for me.
I'm not going to hide in the bathroom.
That's weird.
I'm a man.
Just fart.
It's probably been a couple months ago, but there's a woman, and I see her all the time, and she's walking this dog. Cute dog, and the dog actually likes me. So when I see the dog will come
you
up.
You don't punt it or anything.
All excited, and you know. So, and I pet the dog, whatever, but I've talked to her just whatever, you know what I mean, common talk, but, you know, she's not by any stretch of the imagination ugly, but one night I step outside, and I'm smoking a cigarette, and I'm on the balcony, and I'm not paying any attention, I'm just kind of looking around and doing my thing, and she, unbeknownst to me, is on the area between the sidewalk and the street, her dog is taking a crap.
Right.
And she's waiting for her dog to pee, poop, whatever, and I'm just sitting there on the balcony, and I went... And I look, and she's making eye contact with me. And I see her there, and I'm like, hey, what's up? How's it going?
Try the camo cough.
That's fantastic. That was probably your dog.
Yeah.
We go to Ireland. Is this the best post-St. Patty's Day hangover story ever? An Irishman's fart allegedly set off the carbon monoxide alarm in one couple's Dublin apartment following a St. Patty's Day night of pints. On March 18th, Ziz O'Byrne shared in what is now a viral tweet that her boyfriend set off their CO2 alarm after a fart. Hi, my boyfriend set off our carbon monoxide alarm after a fart. Now we have a man dressed as a Ghostbuster from Gas Networks Ireland roaming around our apartment at 7 a.m. on a bank holiday Monday. Is this what happens when you live with a boy? Please help. O'Byrne blamed the embarrassing situation on her boyfriend's pints the night before. The man is now going around our apartment block, waking up our neighbors and checking their boilers to make sure they're not the source of the leak. Good to be cautious, but deep down, I know the cause of this whole ordeal was a rake of pints in an alarm that was too closely placed to my boyfriend's side of the bed.
Damn.
O'Byrne explained that Gasworks Ireland responded to the alarm and had to do a walkthrough of their apartment as well as all the neighbors. Of course, plenty of people replied to her story saying it was too good to be true. To which O'Byrne admitted there was no way I could prove it. He was just farting all night and this thing went off. Just to confirm, I have no accurate way of showing that his one fart literally set off the alarm. It's just a ridiculously close coincidence that they both followed one another. After inspection of the apartment block, there was no sign of any carbon monoxide, which pretty well dissipates pretty quickly, I guess, when you're farting. Our question, tell us about the epic fart, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Cole. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Ding.
We're doing well. We're doing well.
Good, man. How are you?
Pretty good. I just got off work. Hey, Ted, real quick, I just want to let you know I love you.
All right, thanks, man. Love you, too.
Why don't you just buy him a Hallmark card or something, man? Make it romantic.
So, to preface this day I had been particularly gassy. I don't know why, but I was in about either 7th or 8th grade. And my mother had dragged us to this drama performance for my older sister who was in high school. And we get there, and it's in this, like, small classroom. There's, like, 30 people in there, plus the kids that are performing and whatnot. And I'm sitting there really uncomfortably holding in this gas, all right? And we get into a particular part of the performance where it's just deathly quiet. I mean, you could hear a pin drop. And out of nowhere, there's just this fart comes and I can't hold it in, and it releases, and it was probably about 20 seconds long.
So was it just one of those, like, I mean, could anyone hear it, or was it, like, audible for the whole time?
It was audible for the whole time. It sounded like somebody was, like, very slowly and as loud as possible playing a slide whistle.
So it's like one of those farts where you can physically feel your stomach compressing, like, no, we're getting this out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and
how much warning did you have between the time you knew you had to fart and then the fart began?
Probably about 3 or 4 seconds.
And are you fighting this whole time to snap the backside shut and cut this thing off?
Yeah, I was trying my damn hardest, but I couldn't do it. And everybody, and then I just get eyes turning towards me, and I'm just like, oh crap!
Right, because everyone thinks you did it on purpose.
You probably needed to. Did it smell?
Actually, no, it didn't, thank God.
Well, that's the best part about that whole story. I mean, like, look, it's going to be one or the other. At least, though,
it's always one or the other, man.
But people know it's going to be you from an audible standpoint. But if you let one that no one knows who it is, it's just going to be horrible for everyone around you.
But you have to be selective where you do it. And like I said, like, look, man, I know people have to fart on the plane. Honestly, I enjoy farting on the plane because it's very funny to me. Because no one is quite sure who did it. But I don't know, man.
You
got to pass the time, all right? So one of the things I do is I make sure my face looks mildly disgusted as well, right? But
well, it should because it's yours.
Well, I know, but no one knows it's mine. But the trick, and I mean this honestly, if you're sitting around old people or little kids, you can get away with farting. Everyone assumes it's one of those.
Also, if you have a seat in the back of the plane by the lavatory.
That's a good point.
Because it always kind of has...
Oh, wait, I'm a bad guy, but now you have a strategy on how to do it.
I'm just telling you, if you know, and I sit in the back of the plane for whatever reason quite a bit, I think
you can fart.
No, most of the time because I book late.
Yeah.
And that's what
I do because I'm going to have some beers and I want to pee, and you can be a little louder in the back.
Right, but it does. I mean, sometimes depending on the plane, you'll be able to smell, the bathrooms more so than others.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I've sat in that seat where, like, you can't recline it back because the bathrooms are right behind you and you hear everything going on in there. You're
man,
like,
oh man. Oh, no, you can tell. We're at Hard Rock Cafe. There are 3 bathrooms, but they're all unisex. And there is a pretty attractive woman. I just remember she had a red shirt on. We're, like, 7 people deep, but she's the person in front of me. But she's holding her stomach. So you understand, like, the plumbing is bad. She's having one of those moments. Her face looks the way anyone's face looks. It's clear distress, but she's trying to be cool, all right? But as the line moves forward, again, there's 3 different bathroom doors. So it's like, let's make a deal. And she goes into one of the 3 bathrooms, and I understand what her business is she has to deal with. But the way it timed out, because all I could think is, please, God, let me get one of the other 2 bathrooms.
Right.
Please,
right.
Please don't tell me she finishes first. Of course, she finishes first. So I follow her, and there's a long line, so you can't, like, skip out of this, man. It was thick. It was bad. It smelled like I could understand her problem. But, I mean, it was awful, man. Like, it was awful where it felt like the temperature of the bathroom had gone up just from what she did. I do my business. I get out of there. And then as I'm walking back to our table, the way she is sitting, she's facing toward the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So now I walk out of there, and we lock eyes. All right. And I didn't mean to. Cause I'm not trying to shame her, but it was horrible. But she knows that I know that she just dropped some hot garbage in the bathroom. Right. So we lock eyes. She looks mortified, but now I can't stop looking at her, right? So I kind of walk by.
Stared her down?
Well, but I don't mean to, but she finally, like, dropped her eyes in shame. And I felt horrible because that's not, I didn't want her to feel bad.
Well, you were kind of shaming her.
I wasn't shaming her. It's just I'm glancing, looking toward her. We were all there this particular night. I'm walking back toward our table. It's just when she looked up, we made eye contact. And now but I'm still striding toward her, man.
Is Las Vegas...
You should have walked by her and just, like, been like, stank, bitch.
Is Las Vegas...
just, like, put it in.
Stinky-ass woman.
Is it the stinkiest town that way in the country?
What's that?
Las Vegas. People go there from all over. The one thing they do is they do all-you-can-eat buffets.
No, but the circulation.
Honestly, I swear it's New Orleans.
Is it New Orleans? Because I was going to be my other
guest. Just because in Louisiana, it is hard to find food that's not fried. And, like, drinking is thoroughly encouraged, just like Vegas.
Sure.
But in Vegas, man, you know, you can smoke in the casino and you can't smell cigarette smoke, right? So you can just rip farts all day. It's sucking it out and blowing it out into the air. But in New Orleans, man, it's 1,000 degrees. The humidity holds everything in place. And it's not new like Vegas is. Like, you can go to a bar, man. They'd have to open the back. I've told you horror stories where I saw working in restaurants there. And I will not go through it here so that you continue to eat. But they just open doors just to get a draft. If you fart in New Orleans, like,
because it's a different crowd. It's a different crowd.
If you farted there at the Super Bowl we went to in 2012, that fart is still there.
Mm-hmm. I would have to think, like, in that New Orleans way, like, there's probably some rules that we don't know, but the locals do, like, never follow a man into the bathroom wearing suspenders. You know, there's probably some weird, just kind of like, you like learn.
Boy, are you making an estimation?
Yes.
Because now that I'm picturing, I think you might be right.
No, I'm dead serious.
If a man is wearing suspenders,
do not follow him into the bathroom.
If he's not a logger.
No, you know this guy. He's wearing suspenders.
Yeah, probably with sweatpants. I mean,
like, he's got a plaid shirt on or something like that, right? And he's got suspenders.
Suspenders, I smell really bad.
He has no butt, but the suspenders have picked the backside of the pants halfway up his back. You know what I mean? And he looks like that. He's got the Caesar ring going on, and he's going to go in there, man, and you don't want to follow him. I'm just saying. Am I right?
Should that be our game show? All right. Now, we line up six people. All six of them have to go number two. Which one do you want to follow the least?
Yeah.
We're not going to say anything about it. It's just a pair. So it could be a business lady, you know, real smart suit.
Sure.
Business guy looks like a jock, suspenders guy.
All kinds of different ethnicities, age, all of it.
That's why I hate the airplane. Because if the three of us are sitting in a row, they're pointing at me.
I know who the ultimate is. And I believe this ranks up there with suspenders guy. If it's an older, heavyset black woman. And I say this from my experience with family. Brother, I promise you, you do not want to follow them in the bathroom. It is indescribable. But it's not like my uncle's. It's one thing. It just smells like the poo.
Right.
And you follow one of my aunts in there, and it's like, I don't understand your body chemistry.
Everyone
like,
ain't the same.
Dude, I don't understand what has happened.
I was sharing a room with my father in Disney World, and I walked in and said, did you just poop? And he goes, like an hour ago.
Oh, no. Damn.
Like, how is it still, like, this bad?
An hour?
Dude,
put on the air conditioner.
It lingered. And it was one of those ones where you go, are you okay? Like, was there anything solid that came out?
You know, they have a hospital on the grounds.
Yeah.
Do I need to go call the paramedics, man?
Yeah.
Tell us about the epic fart, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
We go to Dania Beach, Florida. A Florida woman faces an aggravated assault charge after authorities say she passed gas in line at a dollar store and then pulled a knife on a man behind her who complained about it. Broward Sheriff's Office reported the Miami Herald reports 37-year-old Shanetta Yvette Wilson farted while waiting in line at the Dollar General on Sunday night and upset a nearby customer. The report says the offended customer and Wilson then got into an argument in reference to the defendant farting so loudly. It says Wilson then pulled a small folding knife out of her purse and told the victim she was going to gut him while moving as if to attack him. Wilson was arrested and charged with aggravated assault and a deadly weapon without intent to kill. It is unclear if she has a lawyer.
That's when I love people.
Our question is, tell us about the epic fart, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Fozzie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
So we'll make it quick. I was probably sixth grade, maybe fifth. I had the bubbles that day. And I was kind of letting them out here and there throughout the day. And towards the lunchtime, I let one go so incredible that the teacher had sent me to the principal's office and forced me to call my mom, who also worked in the school district. So I had to call my mom and let her know why I was in trouble. And I still wasn't allowed to go back to class.
What?
For the rest of the
mom
day?
Mom was pissed. Rest of the day. I had to sit there the entire time. I had to write paragraphs.
I mean, when you call on your mom and say, look, I got in trouble because I blew out a monster fart. Like, are you even in trouble?
Oh, well, the school district thinks I am. My mom, she giggles, and she is just livid that I got sent to the principal's office for flatulence.
Okay, well, yeah, that's
if that's what it is, I think most parents could say, okay. Like,
I would laugh my ass off. Like, they made you call me. Look, and maybe it's just me. I would be so proud of either one of my kids. Like, look, I don't want you to get in trouble. It's not that. But if you're going to get in trouble for anything, tell me it's because you did a fart that is so epic that a teacher was disturbed.
Also, most of the time in that instance, it's something that you probably served them. Because you're the parent. You take care right. of the dinner. That's normally the cycle of it. So, I mean, like anything else, like if your stomach is upset the next day, too, like we all, you know, like we've eaten stuff before. And then the next day, all of us went like, hey,
what do we have in common?
Did you feel bad last night? Because I sure did. And today.
You know, it's weird, man, because like my daughter farts, but all of her farts are loud. Some of them stink. But overall, she's just very loud. And she's very much like me, just does not care. My son, man, you never know that he farted. You'll find out that he farted, but you get the smell. And I don't know if it's just your kids, coworkers. You get used to how someone else smells, right? But you have to look at him like, hey, man, did you fart? And he turns around with that smile that says, yeah. He never really says anything. He just has a smile. I'm like, you need to give us warning. Because that's what they call the silent but deadly.
Oh, he needs to give you warning.
Yes, he does. Okay. Silent but deadly.
All right.
Hey, man, I make mine obvious. No one can argue that. No one can complain. If I'm going to rob your house, I kick down your door. I'm not prowling
so
outside
just needs to go,
of your
Dad,
house.
Dad, I'm going to fart now. And then you'd be cool with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, fair enough.
Because you're sneaking out the stink, but you're not making a noise. The noise is a warning. People can get mad. I don't care. You heard an alarm. You didn't leave the building. That's on you. But, bro, you lit the building on fire and disconnected the smoke detectors. So no one knows to anticipate this horrible, horrible thing.
I don't know, man. It feels like you're just taking up for one side of the fart.
I am. It's called a fart game, bro. You in it?
Seems like
you're not in the fart game. You don't get to worry about the rules of the fart game. Look, if you do the silent but deadly, you do the silent but deadly.
I do.
You will fart and not tell anyone.
Right? Yeah.
No one knows it happened. When I fart, you know it's happened. You can take the proper precautions.
Yeah. Well,
you can insult me, call me names.
Here's the difference.
And you do your spray, right? With you, the problem has already happened, right? The city has been bombed, but none of the alarms went off to let us know what's happening. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Ted, you're the historian here. What was the one problem with the English, the British, when they came to America and tried to fight the colonists?
They all had scurvy.
Well, a lot of them had scurvy. But what about their formation?
Oh,
as far as how they engaged in warfare. They all stood up there
right. In
a line, so you knew that you were going to fight them, and then they started shooting their guns, and then when one line went down, the next line would pop up and continue it.
Right. That's why there's so much carnage in the Civil War. Sure. Weapons had advanced past the techniques.
Correct. And then, right. and then the invention
I don't
of,
think we should stand there anymore, man.
And then the invention
exactly. We can reload these things pretty quick.
The invention of guerrilla warfare, where you just didn't stand there in a line, you know what I mean? You hid someplace, whatever, then you attacked, you know.
I'll see where you're going with this.
So I think as far as the game of the fart game is war, I think that a sneak attack is much better than, like, here comes the attack. You know it's coming. I think it's better and more, you know, stealth-like to not let the
person. But I'm not trying to bomb out the town. It just sneaks out.
After we acknowledge that the town has been bombed.
Once in Baltimore. The last terrible one I owned up. I said, that's me.
But you don't tell us in advance, like, hey.
It wasn't supposed to come out. That's why I was sweating bullets when Duff was in here. Trying to be professional.
When you went into
Would you have copped to that if it slipped out when Duff was here, right? It's Duff and his wife.
No.
And you would, like, it's obvious that someone has farted. You wouldn't have just said, hey.
I would do what you did and blame Robin. Yeah.
I did that once. And I did that in front
of
Chris Novoselic. So
were you smart to hold in the fart?
Yes.
Because you did get a chance to let it go.
Oh, I pooped afterwards.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. This was one of those farts that you know is like...
It's leading to something greater.
Yeah. Right? It's like, it's Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. You watch me finish the end of a can of beer. You know the next can's coming.
Right.
Well, so it's like some of those farts you know are right there on the edge. You'll say to him all the time, like, dude, you need to go poop.
Yeah. It's the last fart you can safely have before you must poop, right?
Right, that interview.
That is the worst fart you're going to do that day.
It's like the appetizer to the main course. Right. Once you start farting, you know you got
to
go poop.
To me, it's like the 5 a.m. fart. It's like, all right, we got to get up and poop.
Yeah.
Like, we've been trying to fight the urge.
No more going back to sleep.
It's 5 or 6 a.m., like... We got
to
poop.
If it wakes you up out of a dead sleep, it's time to go.
Have you done that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
God, that is. And it takes you a second.
Like, oh, man. Like, oh.
Like, I had a dream I farted. Wasn't just a dream.
My stomach's not
doing
well.
Weekend, throw in some beers, maybe a charcuterie tray.
Meat farts.
Tell us about the epic fart. 844-999-OLA. More your calls coming up here in seconds.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.